الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال تعالى قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, elders and brothers, the ayat which I recited in the khutbah from Surah Al-Baqarah, there's an entire ruku in Surah Al-Baqarah, approximately 10 verses, which discusses the very inception and the beginning of mankind. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and the virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. I don't wish to go into the full details of the ruku, but then towards the end of the ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam making a mistake and eating from the forbidden tree, the forbidden fruit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told him, you and your wife Hazrat Hawa, as well as your progeny to come, will now have to go to the dunya. قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. That we said, all of you now will have to go down to the world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. You're going to live in this world, but you cannot just live a free life. You cannot live the life how you want to live it. This is a mistake that many of us make in our minds, where we feel we are free, we can do what we want to do. But remember, as believers, as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not free. So Allah ta'ala had told him that if the guidance reaches you from me, meaning now you are going into the world, you are starting off your life. This is the very inception of mankind in the world. Time and again, I am going to send guidelines. I'm going to send directives. If those guidance and that those directives reach you, then remember, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, that person who follows my guidance, my directives, my guidelines, then there will be no fear on them and nor will they grieve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless those people in the dunya also, and when they leave this world, they go into the next realm, there's no fear on them and no will they have any grief. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and those who disbelieve and deny our verses, then those are the people of Jahannam. They will have to dwell in it forever. Now remember, there's two ways to deny the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a kafir and a disbeliever. He says, I don't accept it. Finish. He doesn't accept it. He rejects it. He lives his life the way he wants to live his life. And another way to do it is where you reinterpret it. That, okay, see, this is, the verse is telling you this, or the command is telling you this, so you simply reinterpret it. No, I won't take this interpretation. I will reinterpret it. Now just think for yourself, will this work in any law of the world? Tomorrow, the police have to apprehend you for breaking the law of the country, and you say, no, this law here, I gave it this interpretation. Are they concerned of your interpretation? Or is the interpretation what the government meant? What the government meant, that had to be the interpretation, otherwise what will be the reason for a law? If every person was free to interpret the law how he wants to interpret it, that law will become a joke. There will be no meaning to that law. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Those people who disbelieve and deny our verses, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, they will be the people of Jahannam, and they will have to remain in it for ever and ever if they are kafirs and disbelievers. Then in another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. That person who follows my guidelines, then that person can never ever be misguided, nor will he ever be unfortunate and deprived. But then Allah Ta'ala warns, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. That person who turns away from my admonition, my advice, he thinks he knows more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thinks he knows more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He feels he can live his life how he wants to live his life. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That person will have a very constrained and narrow life. In this dunya also, Allah Ta'ala will give him a very, very constrained, very narrow life. He will not have a happy life. He will not have a peaceful life. He will not have a content life. Life will become very difficult for him. Difficulties doesn't mean that the man is in poverty. The man can have all the wealth in the world, but he can be living in a lot of difficulties. So he's going to live a very constrained, narrow life. And ulama say that this will even go in the qabr. Because that person, the qabr is going to close on him now. The qabr is going to, it's going to crush him. The ribs from one side is going to come out on the other side. The whole qabr is going to close on him. So in this dunya also, there will be constraints. And in the akhirat also, there will be constraints. So an intelligent person, he understands, I have to live my life by the guidelines that have been given. The teachings that have been given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down approximately 124,000 anbiya. Approximately 104 books and scriptures from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam till the final book, the Quran Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never sent this down for no reason. If every person could live his life the way he wanted to live it, he could do what he wanted to do, he could choose what he wanted to choose, what was the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down so many anbiya? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the books? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the directives. From before you born already. Directives from before you born. From before the child is born, already directives. Till after you pass away. After you dead. Already directives. What you'll do now? Now the man passed away. Now sometimes person's eyes is open. Then you close his eyes. Person's mouth is open. Then you'd have to tie something around the jaw, around the head to close the mouth. The feet is apart. Put the two toes together. You ask the people who are doing the burial service. They will teach you all this here. Exactly every step by step, there's a guideline. Now you'll take him, the whole ghusl is documented. How are you going to give that man ghusl? You can't just give ghusl anyhow you want to give him. Someone says, hey, you know what, this person, yeah, I'll just take him here now, throw him in on pool, I'll pull him. No, you can't do what you want to do. Maybe circumstances, situations, maybe that's a different story, but otherwise, the directive is given complete, exactly coffin. How many pieces of material I use in a coffin, that's also telling. You are being informed how many pieces of material. Tomorrow someone says, hey, I want this certain type of meat. No, this is the coffin now. This is the type of coffin that will be given to you. This is the directives. Then the whole janazah namaz. How many takbirs? Four extra takbirs. Or the four takbirs you are making. Four takbirs in the janazah namaz. Exactly what you will read after every takbir. Everything is documented. How are you going to put the man in the qabr? What are you going to read when you're going to put him down in the qabr? How are you going to place him? What direction? So from before you're born till after you pass away, every single directive has been given. For what reason? So that you could just live your life and no, your whole life has to be governed by laws. That is it. From morning till night, from the time you wake up, till the time you sleep, till before you sleep. You make wuzu now, you sleep in a state of wuzu. This is the du'as you'll read, this is the verses you'll read, these are the surahs you'll read. All the directives have been given. It is just now our responsibility to follow it. There's no need for us to reinvent the wheel. The directives have been given, the teachings are clear, they are explicit. We just have to follow it. And if we're following it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that person who follows my directives, my teachings, he can never go wrong in life. Because you're following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In life, you have an option. Either you follow your desires, which you'll say, ittiba'ul hawa, or either you will follow the directives, which is called ittiba'ul huda. So you got huda on one side, you got hawa on the other side. Guidance, pure guidance coming in its pristine form. You know how lucky we are. You can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficiently. How fortunate we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. People from the other religions, they don't know nothing. They don't know what to do. They are completely lost. People are looking for meaning in life. They're looking for purpose. They're grappling with that question now. What is the purpose of life? They don't even know what is the purpose, why they're here in this dunya. Ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is showing you, what is your purpose? Why you here? What you should be doing? A person can never be bored. You know, nowadays you find people are getting bored all the time. Because they don't know how much there's to do. They don't know how much is to learn. What rewards there are. Person got some free time. He just goes to visit a sick man. What rewards there are. How much of benefit he's getting to visit that sick man. You participated in a janazah. Then you went for the burial. What great rewards. So there's so many things. You fed a poor person. You decided to fast for that day. Everything has got reward. Everything has got benefit. And everything is making you a better person and taking you in the right direction. It is taking you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these directives have been given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He's sending Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to the dunya, He's already informing. I'm telling you now, this is for you and your progeny. You follow the guidelines, you will be successful. Then you away. Then there's nothing gonna harm you. There's no one going to intimidate you. There's no one gonna misguide you. You just gotta hold firm onto the guidelines. Some ulama mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to this dunya. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came with certain things from Jannat, but there were three things that were presented to him. One was aql and intellect. The second was deen. And the third was good character. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told him, choose one of these three things. Either aql, intellect. You know, aql is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, we don't use our intellect. If a person uses his intellect, a lot of things are actually very straightforward for him to solve. It's not difficult. He can't be in confusion. The biggest problem why we fall in confusion is often we don't use our intellect, we don't use our understanding. Person gets confused now, what must I do? Where must I go? In any field, you have to understand that in any field, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created experts of that field. So it's one of two situations. Either you yourself become an expert in that field, or you will have to rely on the authority of another expert. One of two things. you got a medical problem, you got some sickness, you need to go for some complicated surgery, either you are an expert or either you will have to rely on the authority of another expert. It's one of two things. You can't, there's no third way out here. You can't say, no, I'll take a little bit of childhood. No, either you become an expert. So if we are not experts in the Shariat and the Deen, then if we really want to now be someone who can have some authority, then go and study the thing from the beginning till the end. But don't now, you can't do a crash course. This is not like how, for example, a person wants to become a surgeon, he can't do a crash course. He can't say, no, I'm studying on the internet, I'm doing some call. No, there's a long procedure. You will have to follow the whole procedure, do that internship, do everything. Then only you can qualify to come in the field. Otherwise, don't even attempt it. Don't even try to do it. Deen is even more delicate than this. It's more delicate than this medical thing. When it comes to the medical field, people understand very well. You don't need to give them long bayans and explain to them, because why? Their body means a lot to them. Your health means a lot to you. Your child's health means a lot to you. You will never experiment. Will anyone experiment with his child? You see this person here. He doesn't have a very good reputation. He's really messed some things up. Some people, he took them into theater and someone died and someone had some heavy injuries. Will you ever take a chance? Your child needs to go for an operation now. Are you going to take a chance with that man when you know his history? Say, no, he'll give you one fancy story. No, now I've changed my methodology. I'm doing things. Whatever it is, why you keep your thing to yourself. Now, I will look for the expert. I will look for the most qualified person. Why? That child's health means a lot to me. So remember, my deen is even more important. The deen of my child is even more important, because if something goes wrong with the worst case will be the child will pass away. And if the child is baligh, inshallah, if you brought him up properly, he had deen, inshallah, he's going to Jannah. You will unite with him there. But if the child loses his deen, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen the year after? All right, if it's a minor, you don't have to worry. But I'm saying if he's already reached the age of puberty, you're concerned and worried about him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented these three things to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. One was deen, and the third was good character. And remember, these are three very, very great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is intellect, understanding. Remember, how will you enhance your intellect? You will enhance your intellect by sitting in the right company, the company of pious people, and reading the right books, the books of the Ahlullah, because they were the most intelligent people. The most intelligent people, I think it was Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, that someone asked him, that if a person made a bequest that the most intelligent people or the most intelligent person must get some part of my estate, so who are you going to give it to? He'll say, you'll see the person who abstains from the dunya, who ran away from the dunya, the zuhad, pious people, Ahlullah, those are the people he must give them, because they're the most intelligent people. They understood the purpose of life is not this dunya. We got drowned in the dunya. We got carried away with the dunya. Those pious people, they understood, no, our purpose of life is ibadat. Our purpose of life is akhirat. So they were the most intelligent people. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he had looked at these three gifts and he said, really, I haven't seen anything as beautiful as these three things besides in Jannah. Now he came to the dunya. We got blown away with the dunya. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam saw Jannah. When he came to the dunya, there was nothing to blow him away here. But he said, these are three very beautiful things. And for some reason, he said, I will choose intellect. I will choose understanding, intelligence. And then he was informed that the other two things will remain. With intellect will also be deen, and it will also be good character. So if a person uses his intelligence, he uses his understanding, he's sincere, and he wants to do the right thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always guide him. So this is Adam alayhi salam coming to the dunya, and this is the very inception of the dunya, the beginning of the dunya, and he's being informed that the guidelines are going to come, the guidance is going to come. Remember the Quran Sharif. We have got the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no book in the world like the Quran Sharif. And you will never find anything. If you just touch the Quran Sharif, you get sawab. It's an ibadat. If you look in the Quran, you get sawab. It's, you know, like how if you look in the Kaaba, every person, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all over and over again. Looking at the Kaaba is an ibadat. Looking at the Quran Sharif is an ibadat. If you kiss the Quran Sharif, it's an ibadat. You take the Quran, you put it on your head, it's an ibadat. You read the Quran, it's an ibadat. You listen to the Quran, it's an ibadat. You learn the Quran, it's an ibadat. You teach the Quran, it's ibadat. You practice on the Quran, it's ibadat. You contemplate on the Quran Sharif, it's ibadat. The Quran Sharif is a very great, this is the guidance now. This is the guidance. The Quran Sharif and the Sunnah, let us inshallah hold firm to these two strong weapons that we have got and these two gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and deen, intellect and good character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.